The Gumby Gang on Holiday, written by Pamela Oldfield and read by Gene Wagoner.
The Gang Goes to Winchingsea. The train gave a jolt and they were off. The four children leaned out of the window and waved goodbye until the train rounded a bend. Their parents on the platform disappeared from view, and the Gumby Gang settled themselves down and looked at each other.
"Do you think they're missing us?" asked Debbie.
Steve laughed. "We've only been gone half a minute," he said. "How can they be missing us so soon?"
"I'm missing them," said Debbie, looking rather forlorn.
It was the first time any of them had been away from home on their own. They were on their way to stay with Steve's grandmother, who'd rashly offered to have the four children and Buster for a whole week. She lived in a small village called Winchingsea, and her cottage was only half a mile from the beach.
"I want to put my luggage on the rack," said Bet.
The luggage consisted of a duffel bag and Fido, a knitted rabbit.
"No one's stopping you," said Steve.
"But I can't reach the rack," she said.
"Ah," said Steve, "you want me to put your luggage in the rack?"
He tossed up the duffel bag and threw the rabbit up beside it, while the others watched admiringly. He was tall for his age and growing fast.
"Any more for any more?" he asked.
"I'm keeping mine on my lap," said Debbie, "because it's full of important things."
"Such as?" said Howie.
"Such as my pocket money and the Gumby Gang's notebook," said Debbie.
"I know," said Steve. "Let's have a meeting now to plan the holiday so we don't waste any time when we get down there."
It was agreed. There were no other passengers in the carriage, so they were able to make themselves comfortable.
"Pull down the blinds," said Howie. "Then no one can look in."
So they pulled down the blinds, and the meeting began.
"Cauliflower," said Steve.
"Ditto," said Howie. "Cauliflower cheese," said Bet.
Steve glared.
"The meeting will not commence," he said, "until everyone says the password properly. Ditto is not the password, and neither is cauliflower cheese."
Howie opened his mouth to argue, then changed his mind and said,
"Cauliflower."
"Cauliflower cheese without the cheese," said Bet.
"I knew it," said Steve. "I knew we shouldn't have let her join the gang. She can't even say the password properly."
"I did say it," said Bet. "I said..."
While they were arguing, the door opened and a lady looked in.
"Why are those blinds down?"
she asked in a frosty voice. They all looked at Steve, who was the leader of the gang.
It's to keep people out," he said, "because of the infection."
"Infection?" she said, looking startled. "What sort of infection?"
"Oh, it's Bet," said Steve. "She's got the measles."
The lady peered closely at Bet, who smiled winningly, and then remembered she had the measles and tried to look ill.
"I don't see any spots," she said.
"They're under my vest," said Bet. "Shall I show you?"
No, thank you,"
the lady said hastily and withdrew, closing the door firmly behind her.
"That was a lie," said Debbie. "It sure was,"
Howie agreed.
"It sure was a whopping lie."
"How do you know for sure?" said Steve. "She might have the measles for all we know. She might have caught it just before we got on the train."
"We're stopping," Bet interrupted him. "Are we there?"
"Of course we're not," said Debbie. "The journey takes an hour."
The door opened and a man got in with a large suitcase. He swung it up into the rack, right on top of Fido.